This weekend saw the first National Congress on the new evangelization in Poland. Over 1,500 people gathered in the eastern city of Kostrzyn, including the president of the Pontifical Council for the New Evangelization, Archbishop Rino Fisichella. Grzegorz Rysz is the auxiliary bishop of Kraków and is responsible for the new evangelization for the Polish bishops. He told Father Stanisław Tajumski, the new evangelization is not just a response to a crisis of faith in the Western world, but a response to the faith which already exists.
Well, the aim of the Congress is the same as we see in the whole church, to promote the new evangelization. Yeah? So the aim is to experience together the church in evangelization. So it is not only the Congress to discuss the things, and to create a new definition of of the new evangelization, but we want to talk and to discuss the things, the matters, but also we want to live our faith. So we have also the retreats here, and we will listen to the word of God, and we will have the liturgy of the of penance, and there will be, of course, Eucharist every single day, presided by the bishop. And the third level of the Congress is the evangelization itself. Yeah, so altogether we have three different levels of the Congress, and I hope that we will gain the synthesis of all three. Yeah.
It seems that Church in Poland is a very Catholic church country, and does this country needs a new evangelization? It seems that there are countries like, for instance, Czech Republic, or perhaps there are some different countries like Romania or Russia. What is the challenge of, what is the specificity of the new evangelization in Poland?
I think at least there are two answers for your question. The first one is that the first time John Paul used the word new evangelization was in Poland, during his first visit to Poland in 1979 in Nowa Huta. So personally, I think that he went to Rome from Poland half a year before, with the idea of the need of the evangelization in Poland, because half a year is not enough to create the new ideas. Yeah? So going to Rome, he had the idea of evangelization, and the idea came to him from his Polish experience. Surely you know that his first text published in monthly called Znak in Kraków was dedicated to catechumenate. Yes. So how to instruct the people to baptism after baptism. So he was a person thinking about evangelization from the 50s of the 20th century. And he was not alone. There was also very, very important person for Polish Church, Father Franciszek Blachnicki, who created the whole program of evangelization for Poland in 40 years ago. So there's no discuss about the need itself in Poland. But the second answer, I think, is more deeper. And it will be stressed tomorrow by Archbishop Fisichella during his conference on the Congress. I mean, I know the text. And he says that the evangelization is not the response for the crisis of faith. Exactly opposite. It's the fruit of the faith. Yeah? If you have faith in Christ and your faith is alive, you need to share your faith with the others. So, the need of evangelization is rooted in our faith inside, not in the crisis of the faith in the world. Yeah? The church is sent by Christ to preach the gospel every single time and everywhere. and the context doesn't matter. Of course, we need to know to whom we speak and to whom we go, but the evangelization itself is not the response for the crisis. So we have now the programs how to survive. Yeah. This is not the idea. The idea is that we discover Christ in our life, Christ who is risen, and this this experience is such powerful that we cannot preserve it for ourselves. Yeah? We need to share. This is the real root of evangelization, not the crisis and the prophecies about how long will we survive in Poland, for instance, as a Catholic Church. Yeah?
The Congress is in anticipation of Polish Woodstock, when there will be also evangelization. What is the relationship between these two events?
Well, two needs had met together. Yeah, so we had a need of meeting all different realities dedicated to evangelization in Poland, and the group in Polish Episcopate called to do such a thing, but on the other side there is a already a few years tradition of so-called Przystanek Jezus, yeah? And so the first idea was that this is a good opportunity to have a congress which is not only theoretical discussion but also the experience of evangelization itself. That's why we tried to connect those two initiatives. Yeah?
Do you think there may be any contribution of the Congress, Polish Congress, to the Synod of Bishops of a new evangelization?
Well, of course, all the bishops going to Rome now, they prepare their own votes, you know, for for the synod, and so I think that for them the experience will be important, and they will want to share this experience with all the other fathers of the synod in Rome. I think in the opposite direction. It is important for us that we invited Archbishop Fisichella to share the ecumenical and common point of view of the whole church, to share this point of view with us. Yeah, so I think it's even more important for us to discover ourselves in a mainstream of the life of the church, yeah, and to think how we are called to do the same in Poland. Yeah, well, this is more important for me now.